Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Salads poison more people than hamburgers. Yes, you heard it here. Salads, which we're always touting on this show, are now shown to poison more people with various and sundry bacteria than a hamburger, according to a new estimate from the Center for Disease Control. Fruits and vegetables cause nearly half of all the foodborne illnesses, nearly half. While dairy and eggs cause 20%, meat and poultry 2%, 22%, and shellfish just 6%. And people are so afraid of fish. And yet, that's only 6% compared to half of the foodborne illnesses, which are from vegetables. You know, one of the key reasons is that people don't cook produce. They don't tend to, you know, their salads are raw, so anything that's on there, and some people don't always wash their vegetables. And the key reason people throw away food, and that we throw away so much food in this country, is their worry about food poisoning. I know for me, that's certainly why I throw away a lot of food that's been sitting in the fridge for a while, and especially things like spinach and lettuce, and there's a few other things that, you know, get kind of questionable. So we're going to talk about how not to get food poisoning right here. You want to buy produce that is not bruised or damaged, because that speeds up, you know, that process where it's ripening. So you may or may not be able to eat it in enough time. So look it over before you buy it. If you buy produce, pineapple chunks, bagged salads, select those that are refrigerated or on ice. When packing your groceries, separate those fresh fruits and vegetables from your meat and poultry and seafood, so that there's not, sometimes you'll bring meat home from the grocery store, and it's leaked that blood, you know, out of the package. So try not to put that in the same bags as you would, you know, your salads or your spinach or your vegetables and stuff. Make sure to wash your cutting boards, your dishes, your utensils. Store your perishable fresh fruits and vegetables in clean refrigerator. I always like to store things in Tupperware because I feel like that gives everything just a little bit of a longer shelf life. I put paper towel down on the bottom of it and then put my fresh fruits and vegetables in there. And then I change out those paper towels pretty much every other day. Make sure to wash your vegetables and fruits. Even if you plan to peel them, wash them before you eat them, because sometimes some of this stuff can sit on the peel. So these are just some things that you want to know so that you don't get food poisoning. But remember, salads can be more dangerous than your meat. So something to keep in mind. Our second story today, researchers are now saying that babies delivered by C-section are more likely to develop a number of chronic diseases. About a third of the babies in the U.S. are delivered by cesarean section, and now a new study has found that newborns delivered by C-section face an increased risk of a number of chronic health problems later in life. So this research published in the British Medical Journal found that newborns delivered by C-section are more likely to develop obesity, asthma, and type 1 diabetes as they get older. So something to note when you're thinking about elective C-section, something to definitely discuss with your doctor. You know, we've always worried about some of the health risks of vaginal birth, you know, brain damage, cerebral palsy, shoulder problems. But now they're saying that C-section can cause problems later in life. So this is definitely something to discuss and make sure that you discuss with your doctor. And we'll keep you up to date on this study as well, as we do on all these breaking news stories. It's lots of fun. If you have some ideas for some breaking news, some trending topics, send them off to us at Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay with us. We've got a great show coming up.